who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. And this is our number three of a three-hour show here on The Odd Couple. And, Rob, we talked about the Dallas Mavericks losing four straight. They're all over Indiana now. They're up 31 points early in the fourth. JaVale McGee, he never has been accused of not having athleticism. He just ran through the lane and threw down a ferocious one-handed windmill dunk on some poor Pacer. So, all good tonight for the Dallas Mavericks. They needed it because they had fallen out of the play-in. And looks like they're going to have their hands full the rest of the way as far as making the play-in. But looks like they'll get off that losing streak tonight. All right, Rob, we were going to talk about the Final Four, and we've got all week to talk about that.
Yeah, there's no rush.
The
we
big
know this.
Story,
Three
right.
first-timers in there, and an incredible run nobody could have imagined, but three first-timers in, and of course UConn, Chris.
Unbelievable.
Which has won a number of championships, UConn.
And they were even a four seed.
Right. Four or five, right?
You know? I think they were four.
Four, you're right.
Yeah, they were four. But this is not one of the, you know, I mean, UConn is a legendary program. And they've had so many great players come through there. This is not one of those teams. Now, they may win a championship, but this is not one of their more talented or, you know, great teams. But, hey, if you win the championship, you have to give them their props. So we'll see what happens. But the big story of the day, of course, is Lamar Jackson letting it be known. He didn't request the trade today. He requested the trade, three, 4 weeks ago, March 2nd, which was 25 days ago. So that's 3.5 weeks ago. He requested a trade from the Baltimore Ravens. And again, that may be why they put the non-exclusive franchise tag on him rather than the exclusive. But anyway, Rob, this is big news. It came out a few hours ago. Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, told reporters today at the owners' meetings that Meek Mill, the rapper, and Meek Mill is tight with Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft went to visit him in jail, and you know they've worked together on things. Meek Mill performed at Robert Kraft's wedding, so they got a relationship dating back years. And Robert Kraft told reporters, Rob, that Meek Mill texted him 3 or 4 days ago and let him know that Lamar wants to be a Patriot. Now, Kraft left it. He said, you know, that's up to head coach Bill Belichick. But as you said last hour, he didn't shoot it down. And Rob, I'm going to say this. I'd love to see Lamar with the Jets, but that's not, you know, doesn't look like that's going to happen. I am all for Lamar Jackson being in New England. In fact, just like I said, the Jets need to jettison the chase of Aaron Rodgers and go after Lamar. I would say to the Patriots, what are you waiting for?
Right.
Are you in this to win more Super Bowls, or are you just in this to see if you can build something without Tom Brady? And if that's it, you've had 3 years and it hasn't worked. If Belichick wants to win more Super Bowls, then he needs to go get Lamar. And I'm not saying they'd be guaranteed one, but I'm saying right now, Rob, they are the worst. Assuming the Jets get Aaron Rodgers, The Patriots are the worst team in the AFC East. Clear as day, they're the worst team in the AFC East. And I'm not, you know, I'm not like incredibly down on Mac Jones. He had a great, very good rookie year. And then you saddled him with two defensive coaches, or one defensive, one special teams coach, and Joe Judge as his offensive play callers. So I'm not blaming him for taking a step back last season, but I am saying he's not Lamar Jackson. You're always going to have a very good defense with Belichick. You bring Lamar in there, Rob, and I'm telling you, they would be a problem.
I agree. And then to play for a coach of that caliber, and Chris, the other one is, and I'm distracted because I forgot about, we didn't mention the Colts thing, but the Patriots right. thing is out
and
there.
Chris Ballard talked about him, and we'll get to the Colts.
Yeah, we'll get there, but let's do the Patriots. I'm right just now. because I was very interested in seeing that, because we were saying all it takes is one, but that would be interesting to see. If the Patriots decide to make a move, to pick up a guy of that caliber, Chris, right, to go with Bill Belichick, who even when he got Cam Newton, remember, that was like, wow, okay, the Patriots.
He loved Cam Newton.
He did. Now, he was named the captain.
Didn't have that much left.
Right, but he was all with it, so why not? And in that division right now, I'm with you. They're at the bottom, and they need help. They need help desperately. And they wouldn't be the first team to move off a guy like Mac Jones. Like they people move off quarterbacks, Chris. They do.
Absolutely.
Any chance you
it's
get
the Lamar
to upgrade.
Freaking Jackson.
Right. And everybody, all the quotes. He's special. He's different. And you know, you hear people say, oh, he's special, and they say it a lot. Lamar is special. He really is. And we've seen the work he's been able to put in. We've seen improvement, Chris. I know he's got to stay healthy. This whole situation, the way it's played out, has been ugly with the Ravens because he probably should have already had a deal, and they took their time, and he didn't do probably what he needed to do, which was force the issue, right? Force the issue.
We talked about that. He was like acting like it wasn't, you know,
like it wasn't a big deal. And I was like, not the way you play. As soon as there was the ability, and it could have been Chris after he won the MVP. Let's just be honest. It could have been then
that
he could have said, "I want to get
third year.
I want to get paid. I'm ready." Yeah, and he waited 2 more years after that.
Yeah, we've seen guys paid after that.
Yeah, nobody's gonna argue with that, considering that he had won a unanimous MVP. Who's going? Are you gonna argue against that guy? No, I don't think so. So
right. No, I'm with you. It was actually Rob his second year he won the MVP.
Man.
So he couldn't have got it that year.
But it could have been the next year. My point is it shouldn't have to be
next
after
year
5 years.
It wasn't as good, but it wasn't bad. Right. Agreed. Rob, I get the apprehension. We've talked about it. Even though he hasn't been hurt running the football, he's actually got hurt in the pocket. It is, you know, we just never seen a guy that run like that for a 15-year career, right? Eventually, some of that speed's going to leave you, and you're going to have to be more of a passing quarterback. We all know about Cam Newton and the hits he's taken, and he's twice as big as Lamar, and obviously it took its toll on him. That said, Rob, I don't know. I mean, can you do? I don't know if Lamar's hung up on years. If you guaranteed him $200 million over 4 years, fully, right? Period. If we cut you tomorrow, you get the $200 million. Like, that's what Lamar is looking for, that type of guarantee.
Right.
Where you can't cut me and, you know, cut bait on my contract.
Right. No, I get it.
But I look, again, Rob. If the Patriots want to get back in the business of competing for Super Bowls and not just competing to make the playoffs and be relevant, I think this is the guy you go for.
And I love, okay, yeah.
And as you always say, don't tell me you don't have the money.
Chris, that's nonsense. All the NFL prints money. Stop with the money thing. If you really want somebody, you'll pay him. It's just that simple. It's supply and demand. And the other good news, Chris, if you're Lamar, is that the Colts, Chris, who have had – I asked Ryan to look it up. I don't know how many – Ryan, just look on it. They've had, like, Chris, 8 quarterbacks in the last 4 years or what. I don't know what
ridiculous.
The number it
is. Since Andrew Luck left.
Right?
It's been – Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz, and I think I'm missing one.
And there are a couple other ones, but you know,
Jacoby Brissett.
Yep. Right.
Yeah. Jacoby Brissett. Right.
But they've had a ton of quarterbacks.
Here's what their GM said, Rob.
Yep.
Chris Ballard. He said this, it's about Lamar. Anytime a special player is available, which he is, you've got to do the work. I'm not going to get into deep discussions on where it's at or what we're doing or what we might do. That's from Stephen Holder, as you said.
So they've had 7 quarterbacks since Luck, Chris. 7. And I love that Ballard said this from the standpoint, this is what I was talking about. It only takes one team. They need to solidify their quarterback situation. Here's a guy available. You think a guy like Lamar becomes available all the time, Chris? He doesn't.
Nope.
And everybody else is playing coy?
They've tried 7 guys.
7 guys haven't worked.
So let me ask you this. Who would you rather see Lamar with, Indianapolis or New England?
Good question. It really is. I'd be happy
answer is New England.
New England?
I mean, of course, I'm happy wherever he goes, he gets paid.
Yeah.
But I would rather see him with Belichick.
Yeah, I mean.
To see how that works out.
To see how it would work out. But the Colts really, like, they might be the real suitor because of what they've been through. And they would appreciate to have, you know, they had Peyton Manning, they had Andrew Luck. They've had, like, those kind of franchise quarterbacks, and now they find themselves in a quandary, Chris, over the last number of years, right? And this would solidify.
NFL when you don't have a quarterback.
No, this would solidify. And that's why it was smart for Chris Ballard. He could have said, we're not interested in that. We're not. What? If I'm a fan, I'm excited, right?
Well, let's see what it means. I mean, like he said, he said it like they're, I'm not going to say what we're doing. I mean, that could mean anything. That could mean other players. It could mean, you know what I mean, what their plans are. Or it could mean we have talked with him. Or, you know what I mean? Like, we're reaching out to him. I mean, you can't say it's people because it's him. But I would rather see him with New England. I think that'd be, I mean, we're all about storylines, Rob. And look, Indianapolis would be fun. You got Jonathan Taylor there, right? I mean, that they've been a good team, you know, even as they haven't had a quarterback. That's really been the one thing they've been missing, Rob, is a quarterback. So they would be interesting.
They need a quarterback.
Him and Belichick, that would be fun to see. All right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Who would you rather see Lamar Jackson playing for? Indianapolis or New England and Bill Belichick? Your thoughts coming up. 877-99 on Fox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top 5 draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
the end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable, so get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more, all your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. It's the iCouple. Want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Lamar Jackson, would you rather see him with Indianapolis or with New England? Your thoughts.
All right, Chris, let's kick
Rob
it off.
Let's
kick it off here with Van in the Bronx. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Van?
Hey, what's up, Rob? Hey, Chris.
How you?
Hey, yeah, I'm in Virginia Beach, but I'm by way of the Boogie
That's
Down.
That's right, the Boogie Down. We know that.
Hey, look. Hey, real quick. You made a comment about the fact that we haven't seen anybody that plays like Lamar, you know, last for, you know, 10, 15 years. But, you know, before that, we never seen anybody play football at the quarterback position for 20 years like Brady. So it's possible. I mean, he's shown a lot of people what he's made of, you know. But, you know, they dogged him out during the draft.
I mean, I don't know. I might be. He's lasted longer, you know. I wouldn't say lasted because I didn't expect his career to be over at this point. But he's been he hasn't gotten hurt playing this way.
Thank God.
And he's got hurt in the right pocket. So I'll give you that. But you 15 years, you just, you know, you lose some of your speed and all that. So I say like 15, I just say 10. There's a big difference.
Right. But like you said, he's shown improvement because, you know, his detractors, you know, they were down on him coming out of the draft, you know, and he has shown improvement. And he's a dynamic dude, and I'm with you. I say New England. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Appreciate it. MJ in New Orleans, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
What up? Happy Magic City Monday.
No doubt.
So we just limited to two teams, so I'm going to have to look at the Patriots and Joe Judge was the, you know, offensive coordinator this year. They don't even have another offensive coordinator yet. So, no, I really don't.
They got Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien. MJ, Bill O'Brien's their offensive coordinator.
A retread. Nah,
he had success. He had success with, but he's a good offensive coordinator. He had good success with Deshaun Watson in Houston.
Nah, it's a retread. And with the coach.
That don't mean he ain't good. He was good in Houston.
Chris.
What is a retread? Because he's coached somewhere else?
Well,
come on, give me something better than just repeat and retread.
Well,
we lost MJ
in the NFL. No, I'm still here. We see a bunch of retreads of these coaches that can't win here.
All right,
there.
Get to the point. We're not arguing the offensive coordinator. What's your point about Lamar?
Neither of those two teams. I would rather see him possibly with San Fran or maybe even the Commandos. Wants to get rid of Dan Sleazy Snyder.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we all would love to see him in San Francisco. I agree. But I'm just talking about the two teams that at least reportedly might be interested. But, yeah, San Francisco would be tremendous. But they don't seem like they, you know, who knows what they're doing behind the scenes. But publicly it doesn't seem like there's any interest.
Right. Not at least not yet. Robert in Georgia, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Robert?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all?
How you, bud?
What's up, man?
I'm doing great, man. You know I love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
I just got two quick points. The first one is this narrative that everybody keeps that I keep hearing on all networks is saying that about he want all guaranteed money. That was the initial problem. Well, he already came out and debunked and said he never wanted all the money guaranteed. Now he never said a specific amount, but that was never the case. It was reported that there was $100 million in difference between what his camp and Baltimore wanted. And then with as far as I would like to see him in New England. I think he need to get out of that situation in Baltimore because they are being toxic. But the thing with New England is if they got to get some more receivers or he's going to be in the same situation that he was in Baltimore where he don't have anybody to throw it and all the blame is going to go on him.
That's fair.
No, I agree with that.
That's fair, Robert. Need receivers.
A lot of years Brady was there, they didn't have great receivers.
No, for whatever reason, yeah. It's amazing. And when they had a great receiver, they lit up the scoreboard.
Right.
Randy Moss. Randy Moss. Yep. Let's squeeze in Raphael from Cincinnati. The Natty, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Speaking of Cincinnati, Raphael, George Vogel from Channel 5 there?
Yeah.
George Vogel, Chris, has been a sportscaster in Cincinnati for a long time. 42 years, he's retiring on Thursday, which is opening day, because that's when he started.
Wow.
He's retiring after 42 years in Cincinnati.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, I remember a few months ago when they talked about his retirement was going to be coming up. Yeah, George V, he's in the game quite a bit. You know,
I used to be on TV with him when I worked in Cincinnati, George.
Nice.
Yep.
Hey, real quick, y'all. Wherever Lamar ends up, you know, it really doesn't matter to me. I just want him to end up somewhere because I think that this drama for 2 years, you know, contract getting signed, no agent, this, that, rappers, you know, and mysterious men trying to, you know, represent him. I just wanted to be done. But can I ask y'all a quick question? When you guys signed your contract with Fox Sports, was that a contract that you negotiated on, you know, on your own behalf?
No, we each have agents, agent. Yeah.
Okay, you got your respective agents.
But there are other people. But there are other people who have done it without agents. I mean,
absolutely.
Because Chris, I think you had one.
Most
you said
guys
you signed
in our position have agents.
Right, but you said you signed a deal where you had a lawyer. There was one where you
my first deal with ESPN.
You didn't have
the
an
magazine.
Agent.
I had no agent. I had no agent, no lawyer.
Right.
I just took. I was going from the New York Times, the offer,
and they
from
made
the
it
ESPN
was good
was
enough.
A lot
you were
more
like,
money.
Yes, right.
I was like, oh yeah, but, an agent would be able to tell me, oh, that looks great, but somebody doing what you're doing
is making W.
Is making this right. So that's where you.
Gotcha.
And look, my contract was fine, but I'm just saying. And then I went my next contract. I hired a lawyer that I paid by the hour. She did a tremendous job, but she wasn't in the industry. She was more of an entertainment lawyer. And so I went with an agent after that. And I've been fine with my agent. And Rob's got one. Most people have them, Rob.
Thank you.
Business.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
the end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. The draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves and free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Our next guest, former NFL offensive lineman, now a Fox Sports Radio host, and he hosts San Diego Sports 760 and also San Diego State football radio analyst. We welcome in our man, Rich Orenberger. Rich, how are you?
Rich.
Oh, I'm good, you guys. Chris, Rob, awesome to be on with you tonight.
Always, my
man.
Good
to have you. Yes. Now, we're going to get to the football, but obviously San Diego State. So they must be going crazy down there about reaching the Final Four.
Oh, this is insane. Yeah. I mean, let's put it this way. The show this morning that we did celebrating what we all watched on Sunday and the Aztecs heading to the Final Four was mainly San Diego State basketball. We're the flagship down there, the Fox affiliate, San Diego Sports 760 for Aztecs broadcast. And so it was a celebration. I mean, I have to say, to a certain extent, you don't want to say you expected it, but Brian Dutcher, off of the coaching tree of Steve Fisher, sat on the bench behind Steve Fisher for 18 years during their time together at Michigan. And then when Steve Fisher was hired on here at San Diego State to be the head coach years ago, he's carried on the legacy of success that Fisher left in his wake. And so you knew he was going to get that albatross from off his neck and get his first tournament win. And you knew at some point he was going to make a deep run. And it's just thrilling to watch this team do it. And they're doing it the way that only can be done in college basketball. You don't see this kind of defense and rebounding at the NBA level. It's a lot of fun. They're a fun team. They're a great bunch of kids playing, and they're playing really hard. This should be a great matchup in the Final Four against FAU.
Is this going to be the year, I mean, that a smaller school actually wins the national championship, or is this just a piece of cake for UConn no matter who they play?
Well, gosh, I mean, you look at their corner of the bracket, what they were able to do in regional play.
Right.
I mean, they were dominant, just motoring through the field. So I don't disagree that is going to be a tall test for Miami in the Final Four, but certainly whoever's waiting for the opposite side of this bracket in the national championship game. But let's put it this way. You got a 50% chance, right? You know, FAU, obviously relative obscurity is where the Owls came out of. And then a mid-major that's been, you know, on the watch list for so many years now, like San Diego State, you know, relatively small school in their own right, but making big noise and looking to join a Power 5 conference soon. This will definitely help their resume. But, yeah, this you got a 50% chance that this is the year. And, you know, if I were a betting man, I wouldn't bet against the Aztecs the way they've been playing defense in this tournament.
They might get mad at you down there in San Diego, but how far did you have them going in your bracket?
I've been honest. I've been completely honest from the jump. I said, look, I think they're going to make their way to a Sweet 16, which will match their deepest run in the tournament ever in program history, and then they're going to run into Alabama, and they'll get beat because metrically, you look at Alabama, you know, 8 times out of 10, they'll win that game, but the off chance that San Diego State is able to, you know, shut down Brandon Miller or find a way to have a good shooting night or day against the Crimson Tide, look out. And that's exactly what happened. You know, they met in the Sweet 16 and they advanced, and it's, to a certain extent, it's been, you know, they've been punishing the teams they're supposed to and you know, surviving and advancing from teams that maybe they weren't supposed to beat. But that's the beauty of single elimination. That's the reason why I love the NFL postseason. I love college basketball's postseason, because we don't have series like they do in Major League Baseball and the NBA, where the better team most likely is going to win. That's not the case in the NFL and college basketball, and I think it's great. I think it's great for the sport. I think it's great for fan interest. Everybody's got a chance. It's my favorite way for postseasons to go.
Yeah. Go ahead, Chris. You got to follow.
Let's go to the NFL. You obviously played, you know, several seasons in the league. What are the Ravens, or are Lamar Jackson's Ravens teammates thinking now that he's let everybody know that he requested a trade? Like, what are they thinking?
They're supportive. I mean, there's two reasons why. First and foremost, there's a brotherhood in the NFL amongst the players and an understanding that this is a business, and the NFL to us, to the players, it means not for long. We know that there's an expiration date on our career, and we know that the final time you're going to play the sport is either sooner or later, and so it's about getting paid and making as much money as you can while you're in that earning window, because it slams shut really quickly on you. And so nobody's going to hold anything against anybody for trying to look out for their bottom line. The other side of it is, he's such a great guy. You can't find a single teammate or former teammate who has a negative thing to say about Lamar Jackson. You can't find one. So everybody in that locker room is rooting for Lamar. Obviously, they're all hoping he stays in Baltimore, and they wish it was different between him and the front office. But I promise you, he has no enemies in that locker room.
What's your gut, Rich? We don't have much time. We've got about a minute. Where does he wind up? You know, now the Colts have said they're going to do their due diligence. Their people are trying to push him to New England.
For New England, right? Meek Mill.
Yeah. Where do you think he winds up? Because I don't think he'll wind up in Baltimore. I really think that ship sailed. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, I love the fit in New England. I really do. I mean, if you think about Billy O'Brien, the offensive coordinator, returns back there. He's had a tremendous amount of success with a dual-threat quarterback in Deshaun Watson. So I think that's a fit, a better fit than a lot of people think. With the Colts, I mean, if they want to get better overnight, dual-threat quarterbacks like vitamin C for an offense. So both of those are great fits. At the end of the day, it's whoever has a lack of satisfaction with their quarterback situation on the other side of the draft. I think this probably lingers for a while. I don't think anybody's going to rush unless all of a sudden a deadline seems imminent. I think it could be until after the draft, and then we'll see where the chips fall. But I love the fit in New England. I really do.
Yeah, I think they should jump all over it. If they want to start competing for Super Bowls again, they should jump all over Lamar.
Yeah. And again, I mean, we all watched it. The Houston Texans, when Deshaun Watson had some weapons around him, they were dangerous.
Right.
Because Billy O'Brien understood how to utilize his abilities, and he created a system around him for about a 2-year window that really fit his skill set. If they can replicate that in New England and surround Lamar Jackson with some capable talent, I think you're absolutely right, Chris. I think that could be an awesome, awesome situation for New England and also for Lamar.
All right. That's our man, Rich Orenberger.
Thanks,
Great
Rich.
Stuff as always, brother.
You got it, guys. Anytime.
Appreciate
all right,
you.
Peace. Rob, everybody's saying they don't have a quarterback in San Francisco. Everybody except the GM, John Lynch. That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple. Last segment of a three-hour show. We're going to come strong, though. All right, we're live in the TireRack.com studios. Here's the progressive play of the day.
Doncic off a high screen of Morris to his right, played by Smith, between his legs dancing, and will step back and shoot the three, and down it goes. And that will do it, and a much-needed win. If any team in the NBA needed a win, it's the Mavericks. And they deliver tonight. They get it in spades as they come to Indianapolis and defeat the Pacers 127-104.
There you have it, the progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier, and they'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob, let's end this way. John Lynch, the GM for the San Francisco 49ers, has said that Brock Purdy is their QB1. Now, he said their expectation is that Purdy will be ready for training camp. That remains to be seen after he's, you know, had surgery. But here's what he said. I think Brock has earned the right with the way he played that he's probably the leader in the clubhouse at that. I'll let Kyle Shanahan make those kinds of decisions, but I know when we talk, Brock has probably earned that right to be the guy. If we were to line up, he'd probably take that first snap. Rob, this is what I've been saying, like, and he acknowledged it's a competition, but that Purdy would start with an advantage. Now, if Trey Lance beats him out in training camp, so be it. Like, he's really that much better than him. But I think going in, you open up with a real competition, but Purdy is listed, at least at the beginning, as first on the depth chart, and then he's got to hold that position.
Yeah, I mean, I one guy played and had some success and the other guy didn't. So I understand that. Right. I still think that there's a competition, and I don't think it's a lock that it's his job, because even though, because they easily could say, well, I mean, the guy who got us to the playoffs and won a playoff game or whatever it is, he's our starting quarterback. When he's back and he's healthy, he's our starting quarterback, but they're not going to say that.
And I don't think they should.
No, I don't either.
I think, like, you know, like, I guess you're saying similar, some kind of the same thing I'm saying. But, yeah, I think it should, like, it shouldn't be like a Lamar Jackson, a even let's go somebody lower than him. I mean, I think Mac Jones probably has the job in New England.
Right, going in.
To Mac
right,
Jones,
you know what I mean. Like, but yeah, that like doesn't mean that it's going to be his for sure.
Right, but like there are average. I mean, Dak Prescott isn't Lamar Jackson or isn't, you know, an all pro quarterback. But this isn't that situation. You know what I mean? Like, it's clearly Dak's job. I don't think this should be that situation or anything close, but I do think he's enters at QB1, but he's got to beat out, still got to beat out Trey Lance. And I think the thing, one thing working against Trey, Rob, is kind of what you said. Like, they know that when the lights are on, when the pressure's on, when the stage is big, that Brock Purdy's going to play to the best of his ability. Whatever that might be, they know he's not going to shrink. He's going to be able to perform. They don't know that with Trey Lance. Now, I'm not saying he's going to shrink, but they've seen Brock Purdy perform at a high level in the NFL
for a
decent number of games. They haven't seen that from Trey Lance. So even if Trey Lance is better in practice, they still could be like, well, what is he? Can he do this in the games? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, that's the whole thing. And you got to be careful because Trey Lance played two games and got hurt. That doesn't mean he's not the superior player given a chance, you know what I mean, with that team and those weapons is what you got to understand.
But the little bit he played, he didn't play as well as Purdy.
No. I'm not saying he didn't play. Right. Sample. But it's so small, Chris. You know what I mean? Like you just don't know him. What's the upside? Brock Purdy might play what you saw was as good as it's going to get. You know what I mean? And there could be another gear for Trey Lance.
Yeah. And it's – I don't think the fact that Trey Lance was, you know, a first-round pick and they gave up a lot to get him, I think at this point that shouldn't really matter. It should be what you do on the field. Like, I can't worry about all we gave up to get you and all that. If you don't deliver and show that you're better than this guy on the field, so be it.
Shouldn't be that. And you know people, like, sometimes they got to prove that their picks were right. And I always bring up that thing that Joe Dumars said when he was running the Pistons. It's not about being right, Chris. It's about getting it right.
Yep.
I think that that's the way you should GM, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, because they all make mistakes.
Right. Don't try to force your bad draft pick and make him the starter because you drafted him, right?
Right. Absolutely. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Starting off another week hot. Speaking of hot, Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. And those brothers bring straight fire.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.